We'll get started on our first session here. My name is Terry Sanderson, and I'd like to thank you all for, well, when I was singing my first song yesterday, and that was kind of ingratiating that everyone started singing, and they were looking up at the sky and thinking about singing Bobby McGee. And so, wow, I really got a good crowd here. So that was really a lot of fun for me. What happens here is a lot of times here at Holden, and this is conducive for doing a lot of for entertaining ourselves by singing is that we come up with something that we call a hoot nanny. I didn't even know if it was a word or not, so I looked it up. It is a word. It actually is a word here. Quite appropriate. Let's see. Hoot now. Oh, here it is. Hootenanny, a social gathering or informal concert featuring folk singing and sometimes dancing. Number two is an informal session at which folk singers and instrumentalists perform for their own enjoyment. That's exactly what we're doing.
And everyone's having a hoot.
So what happens around here is, you know, it'll be a while and things are getting kind of dry, and somebody will say, well, when are we going to have another hootenanny? And I'll say, oh, no, anytime now. Let's see when the schedule opens up and stuff like that. And then pretty soon after, you know, the word disseminates, and we figure out a time, and we just kind of get together on an impromptu basis and meet in my living room over in Chalet 1 and just start singing songs. I was talking to, I was joking with Tom Blagan just before the first session yesterday, and I said, well, yeah, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I make homemade beer. And so I said, you know, all I do is get a lot of people stuffed in a little room and get them liquored up with homemade beer. What am I going to do but sing? So,
they have anyway. Abe Lincoln, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Well, that's a good tune, Beer in the Morning.
Beer is just fresh.
We've got a lot of enthusiasm and talent, so that makes that'll make up for a beer or two. So, my session was dog songs and other things. Well, the way I got started with dog songs is that I was back here way back in the early 80s, 82, and a whole bunch of us would, that was one of our main entertainment options, was to sit on the porch of Chalet 1, and we'd bring out our guitars and start singing up there, and everybody had their own signature songs. You could always expect that Mark Barnhart, whose nickname was Barnyard, he would sing the Tennessee Stud, and yeah. Another guy named Mark Cash, he would sing, he made some songs, and one was a farmer song, and another song was Take a Walk, and Strawberry Blues, so those were his three songs, and my three songs were dog songs. So I've been singing the same songs for 30 years.
You never get old, Terry. I've heard 200 times, I'll bet.
Yeah, really. So in a way, it's kind of like a like a hazing, you can enter the fraternity. If you can bear the dog songs, you can enter the fraternity of Hooten. And then I had a few thoughts about some of these dog songs, and I'm kind of impressed because I've been listening just off and on to people in this group, and man, you know a lot of songs. I mean, I thought I knew a lot of songs, but I'm hearing songs that come back from hundreds and maybe over 100 years old, and that, you know, are common knowledge in this group, and they're new to me. So that's really inspiring. A lot of my songs I've either picked up on old records, or sometimes I got this old folk singer's workbook, and Rise Up Singing, that's really, you know, it's got all kinds of different songs. And what I find more fun when I do in a sing-along or a hootenanny is to just sing off the top of your head, you know, whatever comes in. It seems like there's a little more interaction that way, you know, because you're watching everybody and seeing how they react. When you're reading a book, you kind of have to go from verse to verse to verse till you get to the end, because everybody's looking at the book.
Yeah.
And when you do it off the cuff, then, you know, you have the option of having people playing solos and stuff like that, and stopping sometimes, and make a pause and see if everybody's laughing or crying or what they're doing. Yeah. Or you can put your arm around them and slap them on the back. You know, you have a lot of things. Some things I've noticed about songs, and you're probably well aware of this, but some of these things I wasn't aware of, and that a whole lot of times I'll just be working under a bus or something, and when a song keeps coming into my head over and over again, it's usually because it's trying to tell me something. You know, it's kind of a form of self-analysis, I suppose. Or something's bothering you, or, you know, you don't...
Maybe it's a message from above.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. And,
God sends dog songs.
I don't know what a dog song tells me. They don't pop into my head. Or you just get under a bus. Sometimes different songs do, and I think, why am I singing that song? And then I start to think about it and say, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this, or I've been thinking about that, or I've been worried about something. And the song is trying to tell me what's going on in my subconscious, I guess. Another thing is that we have a sauna group. Rolf comes over and takes saunas with us, and a bunch of us old-timers sitting there, and sometimes we throw on a little extra water and somebody starts singing. Maybe they're in pain or something. And one of the guys there, he's Buddhist. His name is Eugene Ramos. We call him Harmony. And we were singing this song, I went down in the river to pray, studying the mountains. And he said, oh, well, that's a mantra. He says, yeah. Well, mantra, what's that? He said, well, that's in Buddhism, that's a breathing exercise. So what he says, that's the way you make a certain number of sounds in a certain sequence, and you take air in. Da, da, da. I went down in the river to pray, and then you exhale everything. Running about them good old ways.
Star of Town, oh Lord, show me the way.
It's a mantra. Actually, you know, and a lot of the songs that are really well-known and classic have that effect, have that basis. And so anyway, I kind of took that, I kind of thought about that. And so when I sing, I try to incorporate that and take as much air in as I can and blow out as much air as I can. And it kind of makes you feel, the songs make you feel good. I think they were designed to do that from the beginning. So whether they knew that or not, but you just have that feeling that you're getting in touch with yourself or something higher. And a lot of songs are prayers. they're I was just thinking like 500 miles. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three. Lord, I'm four. Well, you know, you kind of... I'm 500 miles. You're kind of talking to God and you're trying to, find a... looking for refuge. And then there's the old gospel songs where you're singing about going to that better place, going to that better land, and going home, they're prayers, and not all of them. Dog songs definitely are not prayers.
Dog spelled backwards. Good
count. So I think that's it. So, I guess since this is dog songs and other tall tales, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do the dog songs, and then we'll just start going around, and I'll sing some songs, and if somebody else has a, it's kind of cool because as you finish with one set of songs, somebody else. Well, that reminds me of a good one. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else will start playing, and then that reminds me of something. And it kind of takes on Kootenai kind of takes on a lifestyle, where it kind of ebbs and flows and real funny, and then you get a sad set in there, and then I can't do this all day. Perk up and do something a little more inspiring or energetic. So anyway, and this was when we used to do the songs back in the 80s. It was because of these dog songs, we call them dog arounds. this is the first song that I'd always usually started with this one. And there's four of them, so bear with me, and we'll all become members of the fraternity, I guess. And even sing the chorus, it's really all, they all have, pretty repetitious choruses, and so they're easy to sing with. Me and Lester Jones and old Bill Brown, we took a load of corn on into town. My dog Jim, that ornery old cusser G, he just naturally bothered us. Every time I take my dog to town, the boys start kicking my dog around. I don't care if he's a hound, they just stop kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, you gotta stop kicking my dog around. Well, we drift by old Johnson's store, and a pass of layups came out of the door. Jim, he ducked behind the box, all of them fellers throwing rocks. Every time I take my dog to town, the boys start kicking my dog around. I don't care if he's a hound, gotta stop kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, gotta stop kicking my dog around. Well, they tied they can to old Jim's tail, and they're running past the county jail. This just naturally made us sore, and Lester, Gust, and Billy swore. Every time I take my dog around, the boys start kicking my dog around. I don't care if he's a hound, I start kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, you guys start kicking my dog around. Jimmy saw his duty there and then, and he led him to those gentlemen. He sure messed up that courthouse square with meat and rags and hiding hair. Every time I take my dog around, the boys start kicking my dog around. I don't care if he's a hound, you gotta stop kicking my dog around. Dog around, dog around, you gotta stop kicking my dog around. So this one is a little bit more familiar. A lot of people know this song. It's called Old Blue. And I kind of sing the chorus with an ooh at the end, and that kind of gets people loosened up a little bit. Got an old dog and his name is Blue. Got an old dog and his name is Blue. I got an old dog and his name is Blue. Bitch, $20, he's a good dog too. Then you hear Blue. Old Blue, come when I blow my horn. Old Blue, come when I blow my horn. Old Blue, come when I blow my horn. He come running to the yeller corn. Then ye hear Blue. Oh, you're a good dog, you. Old Blue's feet was big and round. Old Blue's feet was big and round. Old Blue's feet was big and round. He never allowed a possum to touch ground. Then ye hear Blue. You're a good dog, too. Old Blue barked and I went to see. Old Blue barked and I went to see. Old Blue barked and I went to see. Old Blue had a possum up in a tree. Then you hear Blue. You're a good dog, you. Old Blue died, he died so hard. He shook the ground in my backyard. Dug his grave with a silver spade, lowered him down with a golden chain. Then you hear Blue. Every time I hear Blue bark, every time I hear Blue bark, every time I hear Blue bark, he's three and possums up in Noah's Ark. Then you hear Blue. You're a good dog, too. This one is called Old Rattler, and I found it in this in my folk singer's word book, but I don't know, has anybody ever heard it before?
I've never
heard it before, but I... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably going to be in a... have a different melody than what you're aware of. Because I made it up. I like the word, so I made up the melody for it. Rattler was a good old dog, as blind as he could be. Every day at supper time, I believe that dog could see. Here, Rattler, here, Rattler, here, oh, Rattler, here. called Old Rattler from the barn. Here, Old Rattler, here. Rattler barked the other night, I thought he'd treat a coon. When I went to find him, he was barking at the moon.
Here, Rattler, here, here, Old Rattler, here. Call Old Rattler from the barn, here, Old Rattler, here.
Old Rattler was a friendly dog, even though he was blind. He wouldn't hurt a living thing, he was so very kind.
Here, Rattler, here. Here, Old Rattler, here. Call Old Rattler from the barn. Here, Old Rattler, here.
The other day I spied a coon who climbed up in a tree. I called Old Rattler right away to fetch him down for me.
Here, Rattler, here. Here, Old Rattler, here. Call Old Rattler from the barn. Here, Old Rattler, here.
Rattler would not fetch for me because he liked that coon. I saw them walking paw in paw by the light of the harvest.
Here, Rattler, here. Here, Old Rattler, here. Call Old Rattler from the barn. Here, Old Rattler, here.
Old Rattler was a handy dog. Every day I did my chores. He followed me around a wagon, his tail dusting off the floor.
Here, Rattler, here. Here, Old Rattler, here. Call Old Rattler from the barn. Here, Old Rattler, here.
Well, now Old Rattler's dead and gone, like all the good dogs do. Don't put on the dog yourself, or you'll be going to.
Here, Rattler, here. Here, Old Rattler, here. Call Old Rattler from the barn. Here, Old Rattler, here.
Was that close?
Actually, the chorus is close. It's a little, the original is a little growlier.
Oh,
it's,
yeah. Oh, good. That's good. Now, this one is kind of a... This is a really weird one. This is a... The egg, the ballad of the egg-sucking dog was by Johnny Cash in the old Folsom Prison album. Well, if you can sing that, there's no holding back on anything. Oh, he ain't a very handsome to look at. He's shaggy and eats like a hog, and he's always killing my chickens. That dirty old egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog. I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground if you don't stay out of my hand. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy, I'm gonna get a rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky. We'll just go ahead and So from here on out, we're just going to start, we'll just sing a song, kind of like, well, we're on a campfire or something, we pass the guitar and somebody takes over and sings. I'll keep going. I know a million of them. I can go an hour and a half all by myself.
I've got a dog song.
Anybody have one that they were interested in?
Actually, I stole this. Actually, this random sing out. You may recognize the tune. Speaking of dog being God spelled backwards, was a song that got played way too much and was very sweet but kind of overly earnest. Yeah. And then it went to the dogs. From a dog's stance, there's enough to eat, and no dog should be in need. From a dog's stance, dogs are never rude, they're just hungry mouths to feed. From a dog's stance, there is harmony, and it sits upon your plate. It's that look of hope, it's that look of guilt, it's the stance of every dog. And there's a chorus after the second and third verse. From a dog's stance, dogs are never rude. There's enough to eat, so why not give dogs more? From a dog's stance, they can't comprehend what all those cats are for. From a dog's stance, there's no vets, no cats, no fleas, just more hungry mouths to feed. Dogs are watching us. Dogs are watching us. Dogs are watching us. From a dog stance. And then repeats the first verse. There's enough to eat, and no dog should be in need. From a dog's stance, dogs are never rude. They're just hungry mouths to feed. From a dog's stance, there is harmony, and it sits upon your plate. It's that look of hope, it's that look of guilt, it's the stance of every dog. Dogs are watching us, dogs are watching us, dogs are watching us, from a dog's stance. Faith Patrick, believe it or not.
She did. She had a column.
Yeah, it ran in the column when she had in song parodies like 30 years ago. It kind of stuck in my head.
Well, I have one. I know one song with a dog in it. So this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Here.
What key is it in?
This would be in D.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
If I played a D and C, it would match.
If you played a D, it would match my C.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a chorus on it that goes. And so it goes, nobody knows how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky. So that's the chorus. And so it goes. And so it goes, nobody knows, nobody knows how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky. How to get to the sky.
Let's do that one more time.
And so it goes, nobody knows how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky. If I were a seagull, high and aloof, I'd make it to your house, perch on your roof. I ain't a seagull, you know my name. Winds blow sorrow, winds blow pain.
And so it goes, nobody knows.
I can get to the sky. I can get to the sky. I can get to the sky.
If I were a puppy dog in the early dawn, I'd make it to your house to sleep on your lawn. But I ain't a puppy dog, you know my name. The winds blow sorrow, the winds blow pain. And so it goes, nobody knows.
Song that doesn't get heard much. And it's in E minor. A minor and a B. And then there's a little short A minor in there somewhere. And the chorus goes, man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, man gave names to all the animals. A long time ago. So it's, man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning.
I have a part of a song that a friend wrote 40 years ago for a dog at a friend's house. And a friend at a dog's house. Sure. But I don't know it. So I'm going to sing the first verse. I'm going to sing most of the second verse. And that has a sweet chorus. It was actually written about a dog that I had at the time. Oh. She's the lady mentioned. And so the chorus goes, when a lady steps by, he is young, he is spry. It's a natural act. And he ain't shy. Till he tried a cat and she scratched him in the eye.
What is it?
I think it'll be a G. I know I've never played it. There's an old dog I know. Been through thick and thin. Years go by, but he keeps hanging in.
Ride, 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 ride
the wall. Crafted it to my pony, I believe him from the stone. I'm at home to his hand, and my school to the west, where I'll ride in the prayer rooms. I love the pants. Ride along.
It's actually probably a kid's song.
What song is this?
Two parts that go together. It goes, horsey, horsey, on your way. We've been together for many a day. So let your tail go swish and your wheels go round. Giddy up, we're homeward bound. I like to ride a horse and buggy. I like to ride all over town. I like to hear old Dobbin go clip clop. I like to see those wheels go round. And you can hear it's around, it goes on top of each other, the two parts go. Let me face you better so you can see what I'm doing. Horsey, horsey, on your way. We've been together for many a day. So let your tail go swish and your wheels go round. Which is odd because this horse doesn't have wheels, but nonetheless. It's a horse and buggy. And then, tail go swish and your wheels go round. Giddy up, we're homeward bound. I like to ride a horse and buggy. I like to drive all over town. I like to hear old Dobbin go clip clop. I like to see the wheels go round.
So here's a song about, well, you just began. Right, I hate to repeat it, but
I have to say that I was really impressed with what you gave your opening number there, and you were talking about the history of, you know, social singing and getting together with Abraham Lincoln and the
chorus. Did Abraham Lincoln play an instrument?
Yeah. Well, this is a little part. And you know it because if you were there to the intro yesterday, but so I don't have to teach it to you.
Key?
F.
F.
Yeah. That's a explain.
Close to R.
Song that my dad taught me, Bill Bruggen's Boat.
Oh,
I think I know it. What's it called?
You know, Bill Grogan's Ghost.
Oh. Yeah, I
okay.
heard that one.
Bob is singing the other
thing. We talked about tales here.
Yeah,
Tom Brogan's Toad.
Yeah. Okay, so Bill Grogan's go, to copy Bill Grogan's go. What's feeling fine?
What's feeling fine?
Three red shirts.
Three red shirts.
Right off the line.
Right off the line.
The farmer got mad.
The farmer got mad.
Gave him a whack.
Gave him a whack.
And tied him to the railroad track.
The railroad track.
The train was coming.
The train was coming
around the bend.
Around the bend.
Bill Grogan's goat. Thought it was the end. So he gave three groans.
Three groans of pain.
Coughed up them shirts. And flagged the train.
I have a question for this.
John Denver.
You have a question back there.
Dog song.
Yeah.
We have a question over here.
An August audience. My grandfather used to sing the Hetfields and the McCoys.
Yeah.
They were Reckless Mountain Boys. But that's all I can remember, except that love had kicked him in the eye at the end. And I was just wondering if anybody here knew that one.
No. I used to know that.
Used to know that.
I learned it in Australia, all places. Wow. When I was 12 years old. Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Nobody's wrong, you know.
I could sing some of it at some point. But
yeah.
I might have to go to the bathroom.
Or some beer. My dog had some puppies. Would you like to have one? He will be your friend and he will lick your face. He won't try to eat you. He won't try to beat you. He'll help you be the winner in the human race. Sweet misery. Oh, she loves her company. She will try to meet you when you're all alone. She doesn't care. Yeah, she'll follow you everywhere. She is most happy when she makes you moan. Heard you're feeling better. Glad you found some happy. In my time, I've had a little happy too. What's the next line? Something. Anyway, can I have kind of music to that one? Nobody knows.
Oh, sweet
misery.
Yeah.
I need to do one because I talked Kirsten into coming here, so because she knows a song that I imagine a lot of you know it, but a lot of people don't. It's called The Long Black Veil. I play it in C with an E A minor for the AL parts of the chorus. So we had eight kids in our family, and my brother was 12 years older than me. So while everybody else was listening to pop and rock, he got me going, got me listening to Johnny Cash albums. So this was a song, you know, an album, a song of the Old West. So that's where I learned it. Long time ago, on a dark, stormy night, a man was killed in the town long by. The peak of the song, they all did agree. The guided railway would go out like me. like a lot of sass.
It's fun. We're coming up on coffee. Pretty soon. Let's do at least one tall tale. Let's do, I mean, everybody knows Frozen Lager, don't they? Yeah. Somebody plays Frozen Lager.
Is that a beer song?
Yeah.
Verses to that we were singing.
About a jogger.
Oh, I know a bunch of them.
You know, you and I have a story that's really
special. I'm going to get the coffee drawers.
Why don't you take it off? Yeah, everybody knows this, right?
Ben Cooper. And then John Dwyer added a verse to make it a broken, broken song.
Yes. Okay. Explain what a broken, broken song is. This is a genre. Can you explain that? What a broken, broken song is?
Well, when you take, when you leave your lover and you take a ring or something and break it in two and give her or him the other half.
So they'll recognize you. Back again.
So in this song, he left her broken shoestring.
No.
And then when he came back, she had thrown it out of the garbage, and so they didn't recognize each other. That was John Dwyer's.
Chris suggested we sing Coming Around the Mountain.
Oh, yes.
And I think we can do it and see. I think I know most of the verses. You might not be in the right order, and I'm not even sure what the order is. They'll probably pop into my head.
Probably changes.
Farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, Mountains in the days when guns were law, when two families got
you. Well, it's Bally Man and shooting left the poster, and I'll tell you what I saw. Oh, the Martins and the Coens, they were red with smelly boys, and they took up and were shooting when they knew. They could shoot each other quicker than it took your eye flicker. They could knock a whole guy out with 92.
And the story goes on. I'm trying to remember more.
It goes on forever.
Yeah. But this is a totally serious song. Uh-oh. Follow that. Okay. We just need to get in the right mood. It's a prayer. Dear God, hear my prayer. Holy One, please understand. Help me, God, to be the person
that my dog thinks.
I have one I post from a movie back in, 1987. There was a movie called Kid Coulter. And it's a dad is singing a song to his little boy. And it's a, you piddled in the puddle in the middle of the driveway, pick your nose and throw your food, fall out of bed in the middle of the night, cause something your dreams went boo. And you crawl in my bed and steal all my covers, and I shiver till my buns turn blue. And I wake up in the morning with your fingers in my face, cause that's what little kids do. I have a lot of band-aids, iodine, used to use my phylate, paper rub, calamine, chapstick, Q-tips, aspirin, and Tylenol, and every now and then a little Pepto-Bismol. And I buy a chocolate ice cream, you drop it on the sidewalk. I buy another ice cream, you drop that too. And you get real sick and throw up in the hallway. That's what little kids do. You get real sick, but never in the bathroom. Usually on my favorite shoes. I be so mad at the cuss you, and you're going, that's what little kids do. But someday you're going to be taller and stronger and do what you could not do. And someday you're going to say, hey, look at my old mom. Why, she can't even tie her shoes. And...
I do love
them. Oh. I like it. Very, I think, maybe one very short song. That's about it.
One more very short song.
Very short song.
Well, I'll let's see. I know.
You want to know? You want to know it? A round. It's one of my favorite rounds.
Sure.
Has two notes. I like to sing a tuneful song is never wrong. I also like to play ping-pong, ping-pong. It's a round. It's 16 parts or 8 parts or something. And so if you do it right, of course, the whole room ends up going ping-pong, 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 ping-pong. I like to sing a tuneful song is never wrong. I also like to play ping-pong, ping-pong. Another two. Okay.
I'd like to sing a tuneful song is never wrong. I'd also like to play ping pong, ping pong.
Ping pong. You know how to play ping pong.
How do you play ping pong?
Yep, okay, we'll try it then. And it starts after I like, so it's very quick. I like. So we're going to do it. I think you can do it. It's only two notes, and so you can handle it. We'll do four parts. One, two, three, four.
Okay?
But keep the beat, or you're going to be in trouble. Okay, I'll bring you in.
I like to sing a tuneful song is never wrong. I also like ping pong, ping pong, ping pong,
ping pong.
I like to sing a tuneful song is never wrong. I also like to play ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong,
ping pong.